You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next up, a range of disability groups in New Zealand have just recently come together to form what's called the Access Alliance. The group is pushing for legislation to be introduced that would let people with disabilities participate more actively in society. I spoke to Esther Woodbury from the Disabled Persons Assembly to hear more about the group and the possible benefits of the legislation they're pushing for.
The Access Alliance is a group of organisations sort of across the disability sector. So we've got disabled persons organisations, so sort of community organisations, service providers, who have all kind of come together with this common cause of improving accessibility for disabled people in New Zealand, but also, you know, everyone in New Zealand as well.
And so yesterday, the Access Alliance released a report that looks at the economic benefits of increasing participation through increased accessibility. Can you tell me a bit about this?
Yeah, so the report, which was done by the New Zealand Institute of Economic Research, was launched yesterday, and it's really exciting because from someone who sort of, you know, works in the disability sector, we don't actually often get a lot of research on disability, and particularly around sort of like the economic effect. So it's really exciting to have that kind of data and be able to kind of talk about what accessibility might mean, not just for individuals, but also for the economy and for business. So it's really exciting, and it's basically sort of said it's not. It's not kind of just like a cost. Often disabled people are sort of talked about in terms of what it might cost people, but it actually shows that, you know, when you have more things accessible, then people can work and they can participate in the community and in education, and it's actually going to like help the economy a lot.
Mm. And so in terms of specific legislation that the Access Alliance is advocating for, can you tell me a little bit about this?
Yeah, so the Access Alliance is kind of, we've had this amazing support from some people who worked on really similar Canadian legislation. And so what they've suggested and what we're really keen to do is to bring in some legislation which goes across a whole lot of different areas. So often people think of access in terms of getting in and out of buildings. And that's incredibly important for people to kind of be able to move around the world and, you know, be part of society. But the legislation would also cover public transport. It would cover the workplace, so that employers would have an obligation to make workplaces accessible. And kind of communication and information, particularly around maybe captioning for people who are deaf, or different kinds of technology and communications on the internet to make things sort of more accessible for people, so that they can actually get a chance to get the same information that other people do. But the exciting thing about this legislation is that we really want it to be enforceable. Quite often we have sort of government strategies and stuff, but we don't have enforcement. So this would actually make it enforceable, and that organisations could be fined if they don't make things accessible.
Right, so you'd say perhaps that one of the problems with current legislation is that it's perhaps voluntary rather than mandatory?
Yeah, absolutely. And some people, some organisations already work really hard to make themselves accessible to everyone, but because it is just voluntary at the moment, there are sort of some suggested standards, and some people follow them and some people don't, and the really funny thing is we'd like people to be able to say, oh, I actually have a right to this, and then we can put in all different kinds of standards, and organisations and businesses would have a certain amount of time to sort of get their organisation up to that level of accessibility. But that after that would actually be able to start insisting that they do make things accessible.
And so you mentioned before as well that similar legislation exists in Canada. Has that been successful?
So they're still implementing it. There's been a lot of progress, heaps and heaps of progress. I think one of the other countries where it's very similar to this kind of accessibility legislation in America, where one of the only things that did was insisting on, well, when they started off, insisting that that restaurants and hotels became accessible, and restaurants and hotels saw a 12% increase in their revenue, and that's kind of, that put, like, you know, billions of dollars into the economy. So you can actually see that it's not just kind of a cost, which disabled people often sort of seen as, but actually, of course, it brought more people who were able to come in and access these things and spend their money. So they saw like a really kind of concrete evidence of how accessibility really can work for everyone.
And so the Green Party have thrown their support behind the Access Alliance. Do you anticipate this also to come from other political parties, or are you still kind of working on gaining their support as well?
We're really excited that the Greens have already committed to this. But we actually want all political parties to engage with us and hopefully commit to bringing in legislation in the next parliamentary term. So we're definitely working with all political parties. And we've started off those conversations, and those are keeping on happening. We're still hearing about more people who are keen to talk to us about it, so more politicians. So it's really exciting.
And so what are the next steps for getting this legislation off the ground?
I think keeping on talking to politicians, keeping on talking to businesses about how it can really, improve their business as well as improve life for disabled people, and because we've also got like an aging population, so even if you don't have any kind of impairment now, you're definitely going to have one if you live to a reasonable age. So it affects heaps and heaps of people. So we're going to just really try and get the public on board and get them to see kind of how good it could be for the whole country.
Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wife. No one, they shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
That was Esther Woodbury from the Disabled Persons Assembly speaking about a new group of disability groups called the Access Alliance and how they're pushing for accessibility legislation to be introduced in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.